Alice, A-L-I-C-E, Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D. Today is the 17th of July. She was born 6-19-36. This is an 87-year-old woman with history of hypertension and long-standing Alzheimer's dementia with worsening condition, period. The paragraph, currently she lives in a group home. She has a daughter named Kia that she does not keep in contact with, period. The folks at the group home tell me that she's eating very little. She's lost weight. She's had muscle wasting in the upper and lower extremity, temporal wasting. She has severe Alzheimer's dementia with sundowner syndrome. She's no longer able to speak. She gives one-word answers. She's not oriented to person, place, or time. She has a tendency to be very belligerent, has severe sundowner syndrome despite medications that she takes. The claws, that C-L-A-W-S, bites and spits at the staff from time to time, period. Medication, Namenda, 5 milligram BID, Norvasc, 5 milligram once a day. Danazepril, D-E-N-A-Z-E-P-R-I-L, or Aricep, 10 milligram once a day. Paxil, 20 milligram once a day. Risperidol, 1.5 milligram at bedtime. Family history not known. Social, she has never been a heavy smoker or drinker. She's widowed for some time, has a daughter, as I described. Allergy, none. Surgery, no one knows what surgery she's had, but no recent surgery. COVID immunization, up to date. Recent hospitalization, patient recently was hospitalized because of sundowner syndrome and falls. And medications were adjusted, was returned back to group home. A review of system as above. Exam 130 over 70. Pulse 88, respiration is 18. Heart positive, small positive, 2 over 6. Systolic ejection murmur on the left sternal border, consistent with aortic stenosis. Lungs clear, abdomen soft. Skin shows no rash except dry, lower extremity, muscle wasting. Oral mucosa is dry. Assessment here, we have an 87-year-old woman with end-stage Alzheimer's dementia, as it's evident by total ADL dependency, frequent falls, bowel and bladder incontinency, forgetfulness, increased weakness, decreased mentation, no longer oriented to person, place, or time, only gives one-word answers, severe end-stage, sundowner syndrome despite medication, difficulty sleeping, agitation, decreased appetite, weight loss, and profound weakness, period. Patient meets the criteria for hospice care at the group home and is most likely has less than 6 months to live and would benefit from hospice care at this time. Findings were discussed with the staff at the group home. Thank you. Oh, next number is hypertension, stable on Norvasc. Next number, aortic stenosis, suspect severe, but patient is not a candidate for any workup at this time. Aortic stenosis consistent with patient's murmur. She's not a candidate for any workup at this time. Overall prognosis is great. Thank you.